Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life path number 9. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 29-2, as well as tortoise energy. So let's talk about the 29-2. So with this energy, this could be a learning period for you. And that this could be, you know, you go to an institution and you take a class and you get some kind of certificate or degree, that kind of learning. Or it could be the people that you meet. There's some kind of, you know, somebody enters your life and they're a catalyst for a greater awakening or greater awareness around something. And so that can be sort of that learning process as well, learning more about yourself, learning more about how you show up to connections, etc. So there could be a lot of that sort of coming in at this time, and I would say around the next 6 months to a year. So the way that I would approach this eclipse is to say, what is, you know, whatever comes in for you, what is it trying to show me? What is it trying to teach me? And instead of seeing life happening to you, see life as what it's trying to teach you about yourself, about your experience, about, you know, how to move forward, etc. You may also see at this time new business opportunities surface, or where you get help offered. Not to do it for you, right? It's definitely more of an empowering energy of, you know, if you have been wanting to try something or do something, then it's asking for help to do that, right? And you might see people come in at this time willing to, you know, share their ideas with you, you know, collaborate. And you have to just be open to that. You have to be open to working with other people when it comes to your greater vision or their greater vision. And working alongside of each other, right? Working together. But you could see, again, new ideas or inspirations come in for you in how you contribute your gifts in the world. And you might, you know, change jobs or start your own business or, you know, get a business partner and turn your hobby into something fulfilling beyond just, you know, the fulfillment of it, right? But actually monetarily, you can actually see some return of investment for your hobbies, sharing your gifts in that way. But I would say the keynote here is to make sure that when help is offered, that you accept it. And that could come in the form of, you know, different perspectives, doing things differently, seeing where it is that maybe you could show up in a different way, right? That could actually benefit you. Instead of hinder you. And so you just have to kind of be open to that. I would definitely say that with this energy, this is not the time to be a martyr or to be too independent. So if you're sitting over there on solo island, this is going to be a period or a cycle where you need to come off the island and integrate and collaborate and connect with others, because it's through that connection, it's through that, you know, collaboration that you will likely see things open up for you, opportunities open up for you, where you'll learn more about yourself and how you want to contribute your gifts or how you you could likely meet someone at this time who is very integral in your progression forward. And that can be a romantic partner, that can be any kind of soul contract, because you do have your own energy of the 9 in this equation with the 29-2. So this is the deeper soul contracts. This is the like soul to soul type of connections where there's this individual is meant to sort of open up your path in a way so that you can get the most out of the journey while they're a part of your experience. So I would say if there's an area within your life where you are very overly rigid when it comes to being overly independent, like I'm going to do it myself and nobody can do it as good as I can type of thing. I think you'll feel a bit of pressure in that area to just be a little bit more vulnerable, open up just to, you know, regardless of what you've moved through in the past with whoever you've moved through it with, this is going to be a time to, again, whether you like to hear it or not, but be vulnerable and open yourself up to connections and collaborations. And you will be surprised at what can come from that. And so this eclipse is helping you to put yourself back out there, to allow yourself to trust people, to be vulnerable, to open up to the idea of working together and accepting help. I do think this is going to be a period of time where you're going to have to ask for the help that you need and receive that help. A lot of times nines are really in that giving mode. And so they do sometimes have a hard time asking for what they need. And so this could be a time where, you know, you're kind of pushed to do that. And when you can do that and do it with grace and with an open heart, you'll be surprised at what comes through for you. I would also definitely say don't overlook opportunities. Be very open to new, fresh ideas and new perspectives, especially those perspectives and those new ideas that go against the grain, that are maybe even complete opposite of what you're used to or what you believe in or whatever. This is not that you have to buy into it. This is just being open to it, hearing it, exploring it, being curious, because you might find that through that process, you actually sort of expand yourself, your ideas, your belief systems expand or change. It's very possible. And through that expansion, that evolution, your experience changes. And so a lot of times we can only kind of get to that place with our connections with others, right? Through our connections with others, no matter how easy or difficult those connections may be. So definitely a learning period. This is the next 6 months for you all is definitely to learn more about yourself, about others, about your connections, about your gifts, about how to contribute those gifts, about how to work with others, you know, across the board. So beautiful energy here. Now with tortoise energy coming through, this of course is all about patience, having patience for the process. It's also about wisdom and stepping into, you know, greater wisdom about self, about others, about your connections, about your experience. And usually we can only do that through the process, right? It's not something that's just handed to us, because if it's just handed to us, it's not gonna make sense. It's not gonna integrate, right? It's not gonna hit us at the core. We have to experience it. We have to move through it, right? So this is a time for that, to move through something, to experience something that really has the potential to shift something deeper in your core. And so I would say just be patient, just move with the experience, be the observer, see what it's trying to show you. What is it trying to teach you? So beautiful energy here, nines. You have the potential through this cycle to really open up to just a greater side of self, a greater, deeper understanding of self, a greater, deeper understanding of how to show up to connections, how to share your gifts, just the whole gamut. So I would say the next 6 months to a year have the potential to be incredibly powerful for you all. So I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.